Now, the song Listen, that seems like it's like the signature funky Trinity 5-7 song. Is that your type of song?
All that long that we type of songs, you know, there's we love so many different kinds of music and so many different artists. Listen is just a really great song. When we first heard it, we knew that this was a song that we wanted to record. And everywhere that we performed the song, they want us to do it again. We've gone several places and had to sing the song twice. So it definitely penetrates and they feel what was written in the song. It was written by Walter Millsap, and it's just uplifting and fun, and you have a good time. We have a good time every time we perform it.
It's a war cry, you know. We actually co-wrote on that song, and it's just amazing. It just has it. When you first hear it, you know, and it gets you going. So everyone's just finding it's so much fun to perform. I really can't. Listen is doing more for us than every time we hear it. So I'm glad that you've been enjoying it.
I have. How about the song, I Want You Back? I want to go back, I should say.
Oh. Angel, I was like, you want, what? Like, I know you talk about very real life things, but I don't know, I want you back. Go ahead, Angel.
That was, I wrote that song one day. I was in the studio and I wasn't having that great of a day, and I felt like, man, I wish I could just kind of go home and hang out and kind of go back in time when my only responsibility was to get home at a certain time and make good grades. So I missed my family, and, you know, I'm kind of missed hanging out with my brothers, so I just put it on paper, and that's what came out. It's just a fun song. When I hear it, I think of being on the lakefront in New Orleans and eating crawfish and barbecue and stuff like that with my family and my dad at the barbecue grill. Just us having a good time.
We're talking to Trinity 5-7. Does being trendy, fashionable, and beautiful young lady, does it kind of hold you guys back?
First of all, thank you very much for the compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I need to clarify.
Okay, what I mean is, sometimes, you know, when you're singing and you're ministering, say for instance, sometimes you may have some wolves out there who may be saying, okay, yeah, these ladies are fine. Let me see what they're all about. I mean, do you run into anything like
okay.
that?
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Well, for one thing, you got to keep your mind in a place of understanding. That element will be there regardless, like whether you're walking down the street, there's different type of thoughts out there out there. Someone thinking you're attractive, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a compliment and should be taken as a compliment, and you keep on living your life. Someone wanting to get to know you a little better, that is a different agenda. So when you're in the industry and you have any type of celebrity, you have people that come around for agendas. You know, but eventually, whatever somebody's really after always comes to light. It doesn't come on the first day. It's going to come eventually. So that's just something that comes along with the territory. You know, and then someone wanting to get to know you better isn't necessarily a negative thing. There's a thing called natural affection for one for another. It's just a matter of how one goes about it. And there's an agenda attached to, like, I'm just trying to get inside, you know, one of the other trendy tips. That's one thing. But if it's because someone still is attracted to you and they'd like to get to know you better, then that's another. Everything comes from your intention. So we're not offended when someone says, you know, oh, they're attractive or they wear fashionable clothes. That's just contemporary living, and you're wearing contemporary fashions and you're a woman enjoying being a woman. So it really depends on someone's agenda.
Did you think when you guys did God's Grace that it would take you where you are now?
Wow, I think we were all pretty surprised by the success of it. It happened really fast, and it was a huge success. The video did very well. The video was directed by R. Kelly. Kirk Franklin was in the video. The song was just, still we get requests to sing that song, and I think the most impressive thing about that experience is that whenever we went out to perform, we would get great testimonies of people who, you know, they would say, they don't, I don't necessarily listen to gospel, but I love your song. And so it touched a lot of other people's lives, and it, you know, definitely impacted our lives.
Do you get any flack or any kickback when people mention R. Kelly and you guys?
We've actually been very protected. No one's really come out and talked about the fact that he, these some songs that he writes, they haven't attacked his writing. So we haven't had to, really, no one's really presented that to us. Maybe our team has protected us from it, but we haven't been caught in any of that type of controversy. We just sing beautiful songs, and he's a writer of some of those songs.
Ladies, we enjoy the talk. We hope to see T57 taking you even to higher heights and being in the stable of Matthew Knowles. We know that you guys are in great hands.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Our guest, Trinity 57 or Star 94.1.